It's time to talk Rockport Blue Jay football. The Blue Jays this week will be taking on the squad from Nottoway Valley. Let's talk about last week. First of all, Coach Dalton joins us here. Excuse me. Coach, last week, 56-0, another big win for your number one ranked team in the state over South Holt. They're 3-4. As we said, they've been setting them up for you. You've been knocking down whoever's on the schedule. That was the case again last week.
Yeah. Well, our guys came out. It was homecoming, his first homecoming game in a while. I just thought, from start to finish, we came out super excited. Our guys were pretty excited to be home and enjoy the festivities. And we didn't, I was proud of them more so that we didn't let, all the homecoming stuff, distract us. We went out, took care of business. Brock Holmes ran the ball really hard. Ryder, Heron, Gabe Gephardt, Peyton Hayes, Quentin Jackson, our offensive line really were dominant up front, I thought. They played really well. And then our defense, was able to really control the game from start to finish. Ryder, Heron, and Gabe Gephardt's on our defensive line do a really good job and they're super physical. And we have some linebackers, Tayden Cook and Cam McEnany, that are making good tackles for us. So then on the back end in that game, Jack Meyercorth, or Brock Holmes had an interception. Jack Meyercorth ran two punts back for a touchdown. So those were big plays for us. It was a good night. It was a good game for us, I think, all the way around. And now we're on to the ready for the next challenge.
Yeah, when you get special team scores and defensive scores, things are going well, and that's usually a good sign you're going to win that ball game.
Yeah, no, it's those are huge plays for us, and we can be explosive on that side, so it's super effective to have. And it's kind of frustrating as an offensive play caller because you want to be able to work on a few things and score a touchdown, but it's a good frustration. It's a positive frustration. It's not negative frustration by any means.
Yeah.
Well, there's some stuff that I wanted to call, and I was like, well, I guess we can't because we're scoring touchdowns.
Well, you can save it for another time here. The bad news is you broke a streak of 370-plus points games in a row, so that, you're falling behind on offense. They're only scoring 56 last week. Hey, defensively, third shutout of the season. I think the kids are allowing more than one score just twice so far this year. The defense has got to be playing awfully, awfully well.
Yeah, they are. I mean, we've really taken pride in our defense this year. We really knew that was a point of emphasis going into the season, that we had to tighten some things up on our defensive end. And that's a huge credit to my defensive coordinator, Revan Heron. He does an absolutely amazing job getting our guys ready. His preparation is unmatched. He's been a great resource for us this year, and he's done a really good job getting those guys hyped up, getting them in the correct spots. We pride ourselves on being physical, I think we're a physical football team that goes out and tries to do the right things. We try to make sure the little things are done correctly and our fundamentals are right. And our guys are taking pride in the things that we've done so far. Shutting teams out and not allowing too many yards and things like that. So it's just been a good year defensively. We still got a long way to go. Still got some things we need to clean up and do better. But so far, just been super proud of that side of the ball. It's been a huge point of emphasis and something very, very exciting, I think, for us.
Big challenge tonight on the road at Nottoway Valley. They're 7-0. I think they're ranked, third this week. You're ranked first. They're ahead of you in the district points for home games, if that would come to be. But so it's an important game from that aspect as well. But they score a lot. That defense can get tested tonight, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Nottoway Valley's really, really good team. They have a ton of athletes. Coach Calfee does a really good job of running his program over there, and he's done a great job getting them ready. And they're very explosive. So our defense is going to be challenged. As much as I'm sitting here saying how great, or how awesome it has been to have a defense like this, there will be a challenge for us this week. And they know that. I mean, our guys are accepting that. We understand the assignment. We understand what's going on. We're excited about the opportunity that's ahead of us. We're excited for this situation. We know it's going to be a big game. A lot of people are going to be there. You know, it's just going to be fun to see where we're at, see what we're capable of. I mean, we're going to have to get some stops, and we're going to have to execute on offense and protect the ball. And, you know, we're going to have to fly around, and it's going to be physical. And I just think I'm, you know, I think we're just all excited for, like I said, the opportunity to play a really, really good football team and see where we're at.
Mm-hmm. They don't give up much on defense either. But, now, you know, I tease Coach Stanford down at Mound City all the time about only having four plays his team runs all year on offense. And you said just a little bit ago you've got plays you wanted to call and haven't had a chance to because your team's so far ahead. They did – Mound City put 32 points up on them last week in the losing cause. That's got to be a little bit – make you feel pretty good about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is. But, I mean, Coach Stanford does a good job. He has a good – good plan, and they're good at executing their plays. And we have more than four plays. And my defensive coordinator probably gives me a hard time that we have way too many plays. But I think there's some things that we can do that maybe we haven't done. But most of the time, we're going to rely on our guys, and we've got guys that know what they're doing, and that run the ball hard and block well. And so, you know, it's really, you know, just about us and what we need to do, and taking it one play at a time. I'm just, like I said, I think our offense is, our guys are just excited from a defense and an offensive perspective to be able to showcase, you know, where we're at and what we're doing. So it will be a tough challenge, but we're very excited about it.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good. Good luck to the Rockport Blue Jays tonight, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, thanks, John. Really appreciate it.
That's our Rockport Coaches Show for this week.